So he's in the jail, and the Pharaoh's baker and butler are in jail too. They have dreams. He interprets the dreams. They come to pass. The baker dies. I mean, I hate to give that. I would hate to be the one to give that interpretation. I wouldn't mind the butler one, but the baker, you know, take his head off. He tells him that's exactly what happened in 3 days. But the butler was restored to his position in 3 days, just as he said. And here's what Joseph said. When you get there, don't forget about me.
And what did he do?
He forgot him. So now he's forgotten about him. Add insult to injury. Mm-hmm. Lied on, talked about, envied.
Man,
you know,
I can't wait for losing here.
Yeah, right. I mean, I'm thinking this kid's pretty resilient, mm-hmm. you know? He's gotten in a place in God mm-hmm. that he just keeps going. So he's in there. And then because Pharaoh has a dream that all of the magicians, none of them could interpret it. Ha ha. Because Joseph had the true gift. The gift of interpretation. God, see, what God has, the devil has a counterfeit for. And so he, they couldn't do it. Here comes Joseph. He gets all cleaned up, put the clothes on him, take him in there. He tells him completely what's going to happen. You're going to have 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. You need to find someone with wisdom and discernment and discreet and wise that can prepare for the 7 years of plenty so that there's not, that everybody doesn't die, that they survive. So what does Pharaoh say? Can we find such a one as this is? In a man in whom the Spirit of God is. Key. The Spirit of God is there. God showed you all this. There is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Now, he's getting, you know, somebody's encouraging, someone's speaking into his destiny and affirming it. But you're not always going to get that. Believe me, you're not always going to have somebody affirming, oh, yeah, you're called to do that. Go do it. You're not always going to get that. Sometimes they're going to be, here comes that dreamer. Put her in a pit. You know, I've been in some pits, but praise God, I came out. But see, this man, the highest person in all of Egypt recognized, Pharaoh recognized the gift and the Spirit of God in Joseph. The gift that he had been honing all of his life to administrate, to save, to delegate, to lead, to have a divine strategy from God for the plenty and the famine. That'll preach right there, but I'm running out of time. He had a divine plan from the Spirit of God, but it wasn't just for him. I want you to get this as we're winding this down. It's not just about us. It is so that we can save many people alive. Genesis 50:20 says, because then his brothers even came before him because they have no food in the land of Goshen, I think. I don't know. Apparently names and words aren't quite coming to me, so don't quote me on that. So they come to Egypt to buy grain because they're starving. There's a famine. They don't recognize Joseph because he's all dressed up in the Egyptian garb. He's got a beard. They don't recognize his voice because he was a young boy when they sold him. And anyway, long story short, because we got to end, famine, they come to him. They don't recognize him. They buy the grain. They bring their father. They reunite. Joseph forgives them.
Joseph gets to be the bread for the ones that actually tore him up.
We get to share with them the bread of life and even sometimes physical bread. And so here is what Joseph said to them, because they're afraid now that their father died, that he was going to throw them in prison and be harsh with them. He says, you intended it to harm me. Get this. Key scripture, Genesis 50:20. You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. You got to keep that perspective in your life. He said, he brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people. Listen, your position and your place in life is for God's purpose, and it's to save many people alive, whether it be literally save their lives or spiritually, or speak into their lives, encourage them, help them along the path, help them to believe their dreams and walk in their destiny. I love, in whatever little way I can, to help somebody to help hone their gifting and give them a platform that they can move into it. And that's why I've always had young people on my praise team to develop those gifts. I love it. But what the devil meant for harm or somebody else meant for harm, if you will allow it, God will turn it for good. God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save lives of many people. Well, praise God. We're about to run out of time. I want to invite you to go to Family Worship Center on May the 20th, 10 a.m. I'm going to be leading worship with my team, and I'm going to be preaching. And it's Come to the Water Conference. More information at 830-739-3906, 830-739-3906. Remember, you can call our toll-free prayer line at 866-241-0579. And if you would like to bless our ministry, text the word GIVE to 830-477-0013. Thank you so much for joining. I can't wait to see you next week.